This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning has ended for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. With this, curtains have come down on the poll campaign for the general elections. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. Campaigning has also concluded for assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha, along with by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh, which will be held on the same day. Top leaders of various political parties yesterday intensified their efforts with last-minute rallies and roadshows. In Himachal Pradesh, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in the state yesterday. In Jharkhand, political parties including the BJP, JMM, Congress, RJD and left parties conducted door-to-door campaign requesting people to cast their votes in favour of their candidates. Hassan MP Prajwal Revanna was arrested at Bengaluru Airport after he landed at Kempegowda International Airport early morning today. After getting information about his arrival from Interpol, a Karnataka police special investigation team, the Bengaluru police and immigration authorities had made preparations to arrest the MP from the airport itself. He is likely to face a probe by the SIT over allegations of sexual harassment and criminal intimidation following a complaint by a woman who worked in his household. The suspended Janata Dal secular leader had left the country on April 27th, a day after voting in the Hassan parliamentary constituency. In a significant achievement for India's power sector, the country has met a record maximum power demand of 250 gigawatt yesterday. Power Ministry said All India non-solar demand met has also touched an all-time high of 234.3 gigawatt on Wednesday, reflecting the combined impact of weather-related loads and growing industrial and residential power consumption in these areas. Northern region also achieved a record demand met, reaching an all-time high of 86.7 gigawatt, while the western region also touched its maximum demand met of 74.8 gigawatt yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the remarkable feat of IIT Madras startup Agnikul Cosmos, which has launched the world's first rocket with a single-piece, three-dimensional printed engine. In a social media post, he said that the successful launch of Agniban rocket is a momentous occasion for India's space sector and a testament to the remarkable ingenuity of our Yuva Shakti. Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to the Agnikul Cosmos team for their future endeavours. The government of Finland has submitted the Defence Cooperation Agreement, DCA, between Finland and the US for parliamentary approval. The agreement was signed last December. The DCA will improve the conditions for the US to support Finland and strengthen Finland's security as a member of NATO, the Finnish government said in a press statement yesterday. In chess, Indian GM Vaishali Ramesh Babu reaffirmed her dominance in the women's section last night, extending a lead to a commanding 2.5 points in Norway Chess 2024. In the fourth round, she emerged victorious in a challenging rook endgame against Swedish GM Pia Kramling. Meanwhile, in the open section, American Grandmaster GM Hikaru Nakamura has propelled to the top after securing a significant victory over GM Pragnanada Ramesh Babu. India's Sachin Sivach, Sanjeet Kumar, Amit Pangal and Jasmine took another step towards Paris Olympic qualification as they advanced to the next round of Boxing World Qualifiers in Bangkok yesterday. Sivach started the proceedings for India in the 57 category with a decisive 5-0 victory over Olympian Batuhan Sipti of Turkey in the pre-quarterfinals. Following him, Sanjeet in the 92kg defeated Luis Sanchez of Venezuela with an identical margin in the round of 32. Indian badminton star PV Sindhu lost a thrilling encounter against her rival Carolina Marin in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals at the Singapore Open yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.